Joe Biden neglects D-Day, tweets about Tulsa race massacre. By Joel B. Polak on June 6, 2021. President Joe Biden tweeted a video Sunday of his meeting last week with survivors of the Tulsa race massacre, but did not mention that June 6 was also the anniversary of D-Day, the U.S.-led invasion of Normandy in the Second World War. Biden, who appeared to confuse D-Day with Pearl Harbor Day last year on the campaign trail, tweeted, "I met with survivors of the Tulsa massacre this week to help fill the silence. Because in silence, wounds deepen. And, as painful as it is, only in remembrance do wounds heal." He shared a video produced by the White House in which he emphasized the need to tell the truth about America's past sins. "You can't pretend it didn't happen, it can happen again," he said. None of Biden's Twitter accounts, at Joe Biden, at POTUS, at White House, had commemorated D-Day by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A search of the White House website also showed no statements. Curiously, Vice President Kamala Harris issued a tweet on Sunday commemorating the anniversary of D-Day. Biden's own accounts, and the White House, did not retweet that message, though they retweet each other occasionally. Then-candidate Biden remembered the day during the presidential campaign last year, but appeared not to do so in 2021. Biden mentioned Normandy, site of the D-Day operation, twice in a speech at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, but did not specifically note D-Day, nor did he appear to mention it at any point on Sunday, the day's anniversary. For reference, President Donald Trump mentioned D-Day every year that he was in the White House. 2017. 2018. 2019. 2020. President Barack Obama marked the occasion of D-Day several times, including during his first year in office in 2009. Since taking office, Biden has emphasized the flaws in American history over the successes. Within hours of taking the oath of office, he had deleted the report of the 1776 Commission, which sought to restore the place of American values and heroes in public discourse and school curricula. The report is still available at the website of Hillsdale College. Biden has repeatedly emphasized the importance of systemic racism to understanding the United States and its history. Throughout the 2020 campaign, Biden claimed, falsely, that President Trump had avoided a World War I military cemetery in Europe because he did not care about dead soldiers, and had supposedly called them suckers and losers. On D-Day, American GIs led the liberation of Europe from Nazism and fascism as they landed on the coast of Normandy with British and Canadian allies. 156,000 troops stormed the beaches, carried in 5,000 ships and supported by 11,000 aircraft, facing a deadly rain of gunfire, artillery, and bombing from the Germans along the occupied French coast. More than 4,000 Allied troops died, but the bravery of the troops secured the beachhead from which the war would be won. Breitbart News reached out to the Biden White House at 5 p.m. for comment. None was received as of 6:30 p.m. ET. The Tulsa race massacre occurred on May 31 to June 1, 1921. As many as 300 black Americans were killed by white vigilantes, who attacked and burned the Greenwood District, a prosperous area known as the Black Wall Street. Update: First Lady Dr. Jill Biden tweeted about D-Day, but her husband, the President of the United States, did not. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, We Told You So: The First 100 Days of Joe Biden's Radical Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.